Hello.
Welcome to Canada Nothing Podcast number 70.
Yay.
Doesn't it feel good when you just a number, you just say it?
Yeah.
Instead of questioning. Anyway.
You know,
every month, you know, every month we try to figure out which one it is. Now every month we're going to say, it feels good to just say it.
We've been doing this for like 70 months.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? That's like what? That's
pretty
like
good.
6.5 years?
12 months a year. You're good at math.
Was that a joke?
That
was a sad joke.
So,
this is the 70th one. See if you can calculate before I do.
5 times 12 is 60. 6 times 12
5.83333? Did I do this right?
5.8. 70 divided by 12? Yeah.
Like, yeah, 6 years.
All right, almost 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we started... I don't know when we started. We started in 2006. End of 2006. I think.
72 divided by 12. 72, that's going to be 6 years.
Well, we're starting at...
You know what that is?
What?
Is that July or August?
In 6 years?
No, 2 months from now.
2 months from now is going to be July.
Oh, it's not the birth month. Oh, well.
Well, what's the significance of 72?
No, I'm just saying that 72 divided by 12 is 6.
Oh, exactly. 6 years.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we did one, and then we stopped for a long time.
I know, but for just, like, the amount,
done... Go scroll down. Let's see when the actual first one was. Because I think it was in October.
Nope, January. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, okay, the second one was October.
Yeah, that's when we started doing
it
monthly.
Okay, 2006 then, both of those.
Yep.
Cool.
Man, that's a lot of podcasts.
If you listen to all of them, we've talked about, like, nothing.
I know. No, you know what? You know what it is? You'll listen to it, and you'll hear us all being really excited. Oh, we got emails and everything. Then somewhere around, like, the 20th one, it's just like, hey, it's just us.
Hey.
And at some point, I leave, and then it's just Phil
hey.
And Derek. And then Phil and Derek try to carry the load, but, like, they know they can't do this without me. And eventually I come back, and then Derek leaves, and then now...
Hey.
Yeah.
But the one constant... Me.
For now.
Well, yeah, like we said, when Derek comes back, it's tag me out.
Yes.
So, look out for that. Just get used to two people. We're going to have Jude today.
But Jude's being all drama.
Jude chickened out. He told us about this pizza place that it was deep dish pizza.
Yeah, we've never... That's not a Canadian thing.
Well, I mean, we've had deep dish pizza here.
We've had?
At Sparrow.
Sparrow?
Sbarro. Sbarro.
That's deep dish pizza?
Well, you can get deep dish pizza.
Really? I didn't know that. Have you had it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's all right.
I've never had deep dish pizza.
Really? Like, ever?
Ever.
It's good.
Well, that's what I hear.
It's like pizza crust. It's like a pizza sandwich.
Stop spoiling it. Stop spoiling
it. It's like a pizza sandwich.
You're going to ruin the surprise.
Or like a... It's a true pizza pie.
But anyways, Jude told us about this, maybe 2 months ago when we went out for steak day?
Yeah, he keeps saying we should go, and then we decide on a day to go.
I asked him, do you want to go in May or June? He's like, May. And then we were planning on seeing the Avengers one of these days, and we were like, okay, we'll do both of them. And then something happened, we watched the Avengers earlier, and then we said, well, we still got this day. I took this day off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because this is the day everyone could do stuff. And all of a sudden, Jude's not here.
Where's Jude?
Apparently he was working, but we went there. We called him out.
We were at the right place, right?
Yeah. And I've been texting and be like, hey, where are you? How come I don't see you at work? And no reply.
Both of us contacted him. Yeah. Nothing.
So this Jude. Is the Bad Mouthing Jude podcast.
Yeah, Jude. That's why we couldn't get Rock Band that 1 month because of you, Jude. It was sad.
That's true.
It is true.
But anyways.
Everything we say is true.
That is also true.
That is very true. Hey, so welcome back. We still have stuff going on, right?
Yeah, here's a topic list.
Yeah, when's the last time we had a topic list?
No.
I think it was when you were before you left.
Probably.
And then we stopped doing it.
Because you were heartbroken that I left.
No, because we're like Chris liked the topic list, and now he's not here, so we don't have to do it.
I didn't like the topic list.
Oh.
First
topic is what's up?
What's up, Phil?
What's up, Chris?
Not much.
What's up?
I bought a laptop.
Oh yeah, how's your laptop? Asus?
Yeah, Asus.
I heard people call it Asus.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I heard people call it Jesus.
I heard it on CNET.com.
Really?
Yeah. And he specifically said, it's not Asus, it's Asus.
So it's called Jesus.
That's Jesus.
Jesus, I think you're well. But wouldn't it have the accents on it or something?
No, because you, not you.
Right. Asus. Yeah, you're the great. A-S-S-S. You should go to South Korea and teach English because you like that.
It's like, what is this letter? How do you pronounce this? You.
Yeah, I bought this. We went to Brampton. That was fun.
Well, nobody knows what Brampton is.
I know where Brampton is.
Hey, Google Map it.
It's where the Best Buy was that we bought the laptop.
Yeah, they had one left.
Yeah, it's good. The guy was good. He didn't, like, push anything.
Yeah, he's just like, well, if people have been to Best Buy, they probably know. They push all those weird service plans on you. And he's just like, you want, like, the super ultimate plan? I'm like, no.
Okay. just get out of here. I don't want to. I was about to go on break, you assholes.
And, yeah, it plays League of Legends.
Yeah, it can play it on the lowest settings. You can play it on the medium settings, but it's all choppy.
Cool.
And it also has, this is, I don't know if you know laptops, but it normally doesn't have the number pad over here.
Oh, yeah, they don't.
Yeah, and so now this thing is, like, making everything else, the layout, all weird. Because delete is here.
Oh, yeah.
It's not up here, where it should be.
Well, your backspace.
Yeah, but, like, when you go Control-Alt-Delete, you always, like, hit here, but now it's going to be home.
Oh, yeah. Control-Alt-Home. Well, you don't. Why would you want to hit delete?
You know, when you watch something illegal and then your computer freezes and you want to quit it because you know, oh no, it's probably giving me a virus or something.
No, at that point you just hit the power button.
I guess.
I wouldn't do that.
You want to control or delete?
I troubleshoot.
I don't know these computer terms.
Troubleshooting is the thing they put on the back of the Nintendo pamphlets.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember those, do you remember the, I don't know if they still do this, the manuals you get with your games, at the back, they would have, like, 6 pages of blank, and they say notes.
Yeah.
You write down, like, codes and
they
stuff.
They don't do that anymore.
Did you ever use that?
No. But I remember, Blackwin. Back when, Blockbuster was a thing.
Blackwin Blockbuster?
They start with, like, all the old SNES games, you know how they would always have, like, the code things?
Yeah.
People would put all the codes on the back of the Blockbuster rental thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they tear up the plastic thing. Like, here are all the codes. And then you just put them in. You're like, oh, that's sweet. I remember doing that for Super Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I had to use the God mode to beat Super Star Wars.
Super Star Wars is fun.
It's hard.
I remember Richard getting really mad at me because I always try to do the lightsabers properly. Like, try to make them swing at each other. But I would never do that. He's like, stop it. Just kill Darth Vader. I'm like, no, I don't. I want a battle.
So, what else is up? Hey, we have popsicles.
Oh, right! A bunch of stuff happened earlier today.
Yeah.
Like, trying to meet up with Jude, but he never showed up. And then, I'm doing something really stupid right now.
Should we, they can't hear me. Who's they?
The people who listen to this.
What people? Who listens to this? Please email us if you listen to this. That's the only way to find out.
Yeah, that's true. You have to give me a account so I can make the player thing show up so you don't have to just click here to download and then put you up on iTunes.
All right. I'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll do it after, don't worry.
Okay, which one do you think you got?
I got the orange one because orange is awesome.
I think I got the purple one.
Oh, the purple one, eh? Trying to be funny?
Hey. Who was right? I got purple.
It's not purple. That's like maroon.
Grape. It's grape.
It's maroon. Oh, well, look at that.
Hey, purple.
They're all just going to be maroon then, I guess.
It's mocking you.
Mm. Whoops. Should we just put it back in here? Or what?
No, I got garbage here.
But there's a Pringles it.
Shh, whatever. So, what's the significance of purple?
We might do a video about purple after this. It all depends.
Purple
if
what?
Things,
purple
things.
What, though?
Purple rain. It's all about being purple. And there's the... No, because the truth is, I'm going to buy that Midnight 3DS purple thing.
Oh, yeah.
So... Because that looks so good.
It does.
It looks so good.
But remember, people, it's just a color. It's what's inside that counts. And it's the same old 3DS, so...
But it's purple.
What games are you going to get? Street Fighter, Pilot Wings.
Purple. I'm just going to have it be like, I have a purple.
It's purple.
Well, I'm gonna look it up right now.
You're just gonna street pass everybody. That's all you're gonna use it for.
Does it come with free games? No. Oh, look at it. It looks so good. Oh, come here. Oh, that one's good too. Look at that one. Yeah.
Just while you're listening to this, Google image search purple 3DS and you can see everything we're seeing. Look at that green one.
Green sucks.
No, that looks cool.
Green reminds me too much of like army stuff or trees and environment.
Remember when they used to have clear Game Boys? They should do that again.
Why?
So you can see the inside. I had the clear purple
and do what?
Game Boy Color.
And do what?
I don't know. What's the point of purple? Why don't just make them all black?
It's so cool.
Looking inside is cooler.
No.
Yeah. You're going to get the extended extra...
Battery thing?
Thumb button thing.
Oh. No, I want the battery thing. Give me the battery thing.
I'm not giving it to you.
Give me your battery. Give it. You don't need it anymore.
Tell you what. I'll give you my old battery. So technically you still have double the battery life. Just when one runs out, you have to swap it for a new one. So, have a screwdriver handy.
What? It doesn't charge?
It does charge.
Then what are you talking about?
I can give you my old battery, since I'm not using it. Then you technically have twice the battery life.
No, give me the battery you have now.
No. That cost me $15, Chris. Come
on. That's expensive.
You think I'm made of money?
Yeah, like, that's true. I mean, I know I am the one that bought, like, a $500 laptop.
Yeah. So. Just buy, like... 4 3DSs.
No, and I have a lot of stuff to pay. I have to pay you off for all the stuff we're about to do.
We're going to
Anime North
and Video Games Live.
Mm.
And what's that other thing? Fan Expo. Yeah.
Are you going to be using the car or the van for the next?
Does it look it? Kinda.
Hey, it's turning blue.
Oh, it is.
No, it's purple.
What?
It's purple.
It's supposed to be purple.
It's supposed to be.
How long has it been in?
Oh.
I don't know yet.
Oh, you better time it. You don't want to burn your hair.
Oh, you can burn your hair?
Well, I don't know. You gotta follow the directions.
Yeah, but my hair is, like, super black, so wouldn't it be better just for it to stay on longer?
I don't know. I've never done that. I mean, my hair is white underneath, and I make it black.
Oh. That's what I heard, to keep it on longer.
I think they say on the box 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If I leave it over 25, it gets more black.
That's so good, right?
You get more purple.
Yeah, well, don't overdo it, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know if it's safe for your hair to leave it on.
Mm. All right. I think it is.
Well.
Okay. What brand are you using?
Manic Panic.
Who? What?
Manic Panic.
It's for young people.
Yeah. It's like vegan friendly or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it told me.
I use L'Oreal, so I don't know about that.
Oh.
Anyway, okay. I'm just going to No Frills.
All right.
You're not going anywhere for the next...
Not for a while, no.
Half an hour, 1 hour?
No, yeah, okay. We'll still be here.
Yeah, because Daddy's going to church.
All right.
And Liz is going to work later.
All right.
But I'll be back.
All right, so there's your spoiler.
You don't know yet. What are we talking... What's Manic Panic?
I don't know. What is hair?
Did we say that?
Yeah. What else are we talking about?
I don't know. Hey...
You can edit that out.
Midnight Purple. No, that was good. Have a conversation with a third person.
You probably didn't hear her on the mic, though.
Oh.
Because it's directional.
Oh, it's not omnidirectional?
No. It's cardioid.
It should be omnidirectional.
Super cardioid.
Oh, look, I got an orange one.
Oh, okay. Let's see what I get. Come on, I want the red one. Yeah, I got the red one.
I was thinking that they just went in, like, maroon, orange.
All right.
Orange.
When you were a kid, what was the best... color or
orange.
Flavor. Orange?
Orange and purple.
See, no! I always hated the purple one.
I love the purple one.
Then I was watching this comedian, and he was talking about popsicles, and he was saying, like, why do they give orange ones? Nobody likes orange. Just throw out the orange. Everybody wants grape. I'm like, nobody wanted the grape. There was, in my house, the grape was always the last one there.
Those are the best. Orange and purple.
Nah. Red and orange is the best. And blue, if you ever get blue.
I'm surprised how soft these are.
Yeah. Well, they were in the car for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but then we put it in the freezer, right?
Yeah. Well, creamsicles are usually soft because of the ice cream.
Oh, that's true. So what are we talking about again? Podcast.
Purple 3DS.
Yeah. It looks so good. I can't wait.
All right. You have to buy a game when this comes out.
No, I don't.
Buy a...
Why do I have to buy a game?
Buy Mario Kart.
Look at my Vita. What am I doing with my Vita?
Taking pictures.
I bought like so many games for this. I play like 5 minutes of them and be like, this is dumb. Guess I'll stop. The only one that I play is like Rayman Oranges.
Just download some games.
I did.
No, for your 3DS.
Oh. Yeah, I want to try the Pushmill, and there's that Way Forward game. We'll see what they... Did you hear that they're going to do service is going to be both through... You can purchase and download now?
Wait.
For the 3DS and the Wii U?
Oh.
It's going to be both ways. It's like it's going to be like the Vita.
What do you mean purchase and download?
Or you can purchase in store or just download it like through the thing.
Oh, like the full games.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I mean, that's better, right? Especially for portable stuff.
I guess, yeah. I mean, like, personally, I prefer to have the hard copy if it's available. Especially for, like, a big game. But if it's something simple, I don't mind just download.
Yeah. So that's like, going to be Pushmo. Fun. Yeah, I guess I'll get those.
But it takes up more space, because...
Yeah, well, you just buy SD cards.
Yeah, that's true. And SD cards are pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Like, unlike your special Vita cards.
So dumb. I hate the Vita card.
Thank you, Nintendo, for going with what's common. You want to move on?
What's up with you? We talked about a lot.
What's up with me?
You're back in school.
Back to school. Oh, I
No,
I guess.
No. We went to. What was that? Did you hear that? There was like a vibration. Did your thing go? Your phone go?
My phone? No.
You're like. Brr.
No.
No.
I don't know. Anyways.
Go. So yeah, you're talking about school. Go school. Woo team.
Yeah, woo team.
The Ryerson. What?
I don't know. What are they called? The Lions or something?
Ryerson Lions.
The Hawks?
Yeah, Rylai.
Some scary animal.
Or does the Chang school have its own team, or is it just based Ryerson?
The Chang school? What's a good Chinese monkey? Chinese animal?
I think you just said it.
Monkey? We can say
or
dragon.
The dragon.
Chang
monkey
school
dragon.
Dragons.
It's so racist.
What? No, it's not. It's truth.
The Bamboo Chang.
Yeah. Hey, I saw a fight outside of my building.
What?
We're all, like, it was after class. We were just standing around talking outside. And then there's a security guard just kind of wandering around. Suddenly she runs. And we look over and there's, like, two guys beating on each other. And the two or three security guards came around. Tried to break it up. And then one guy in my class, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
He called the cops. And then, like, three cop cars came to break up this fight.
Wow. What time was this?
This was, like... 10 between 10 and 10:30 at night.
Wow. Well, look at you. You're a big boy staying up until 10:30 at night outside.
No, but you know, I was so sleepy.
I just want to go home and sleep.
Like, oh, man,
the life we live, folks. The life we live.
School at night, then sleep.
So, how's school?
That's pretty good. I finished my first film.
Are you learning anything?
Yes. I learned about the different kinds of documentaries.
How's that going to help the Canada? Have you learned anything that will benefit the Canada thing?
Lighting.
Okay, fair enough.
How to use this camera.
Because that's the camera we're going
to
use on
how
from
to,
now
how
on.
How to properly mic people.
Cause honestly. Because we mic people now?
Yeah.
Honestly, oh, we will.
I know a lot of stuff already.
So it's more like you refining your skills.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was a piece of... I'm sorry, I'm going to eat it. Look.
This is Jude's house. Come on.
Or you just spill Coke and be like, whatever.
That was weird. So, I finished my first assignment. It was a documentary about a process.
Like processed chicken?
No, like showing something from start to finish.
Like processed chicken.
Yeah, I could have done that, actually. And
I got red.
We're going to finish this whole thing.
Right? I know, right?
How many are in here? How many are left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
This is my third.
This is my second. So that's 5. There's 12.
Yeah.
Hey,
six.
Math.
Asian.
There's this guy at work. Every time I'm like leaving or something.
Oh no, it's orange.
He's always like, "Hey Phil, what's up? Doing some math problems."
Okay. What is he?
He's Indian or something.
Whoa, easy there, man. Indian. You're the one that does more math. Maybe he's trying to be
it's
competition.
One. Yeah. Like, if I tell him how much math I'm doing. He'll tell me he's doing more.
If he asks that, you should tell him the square root of pi. Just be like 3.14.
Wait, that is pi.
Yeah.
Not the square root of pi.
Isn't it?
Pi is 3 point something something. The square root would be smaller.
Would it? No, isn't the square root of pi 3.14?
No.
Fact checking.
Just put it in pie.
No pies, and it's going to show pictures of pies.
Only if you spell it pie.
Oh, it's 177.
Yeah.
What's pie?
Pie's a food you eat.
Pie's a what?
A food you eat. There, right there.
No, 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 but I'm like, what is it? Like, as in, like...
Wow, are you guys taking out all that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there sugar in there?
Yes.
Careful.
It's the long weekend.
Woo! I got a red one again. Why are we getting... First we get the same color, and then we get double. All right, no more math.
Okay, fine.
So,
school.
Yeah, see, there's only 70 calories in each of these. It's fine.
Times that by six.
Can a Coke is like...
Times that by
like
six.
Like twice that.
7 times 6 is 42. 38. 42.
42. 420 calories.
That's not bad. That's like a meal.
Sweet. We don't need dinner.
Yes, we do. We need dinner.
We need deep dish... I was going to say deep fried pizza. You think deep fried pizza would be awesome? Oh, we have to go to the X this year.
Yeah. Totally doing that. We have to do that. Yeah. We have to bring Vegetarian Boy with us.
Yeah.
And be like, I can't eat anything because I'm a vegetarian. So, well, too bad.
Look, deep frying is neither meatitarian or vegetarian. It just is.
So you're saying anything that's deep fried is just grease?
Yeah. Well, that's true. You dip it in a vat of oil.
Mm.
What were we talking about? Math?
School and math.
Schools.
Kumon, what's up? Kumon.
Yeah, I did my first film. Someone from work, I know, he likes to produce music beats. So I filmed him here.
IRL?
Yes.
It's him?
Huh?
What? It's him? That thing you showed on Vimeo.
Yeah, that was it.
That was him?
IRL producing beats.
What? 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 Oh my god. When you showed that video on Twitter, I was like, does this guy just copy us or something? Why is it called IRL?
Wait, you didn't see the Vimeo account? It was my name.
I just clicked on the thing.
All right, go to our Twitter and look for a Vimeo link, or go to Vimeo and look for IRL producing beats. He's there. That's my friend from work.
You should ask him to make music for us.
Ask him to make
a podcast.
We own that beat now. It's mine.
Ask for a podcast theme song.
All right, yeah.
Does he know you do this?
I don't think so.
Whatever, he seems cool.
He knows I do all the focus film stuff.
You know, he sounds cool. He should be our third guy.
All right.
Black man.
Yeah, we got a black guy.
Black Mamba. Mamba.
No, but he's moving to London.
Oh, bull.
For school. Anyway.
How old is he?
I think he's like 21, 22.
Wow.
Yeah, check that out. It's supposed to be a two-minute documentary, but a process. My whole class liked it. They're like, it's the best one.
Why don't you use the slidey thing?
I thought about it. I was like, I didn't have much time.
How would you put in the slidey thing?
I don't know. I didn't have time. That's why all of it was like handheld.
So what? Was that like at his place or something?
No, it was here in my basement right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crap. Yeah. I wasn't paying too much attention because I was just thinking, why is it called IRL? How is this? Did Phil just find this on like Vimeo or something and be like...
Like, you called it IRL. I have to explain that to him.
Did you show him IRL video games?
No.
Oh, should have.
I should. Yeah, check that out. Let me know what you think. Post some comments there. Rate, comment, subscribe.
We're going to end up doing that now.
Yeah.
To get with the times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it for school. I mean, I'm just doing work now.
Anything in particular with work?
No, I mean, I'm just doing like schoolwork. Like,
oh.
I'm prepping for my next film. By hanging out and doing nothing.
What is your next thing?
I have to have an idea by Tuesday.
What is the idea supposed to be?
Character profile. Or documentary.
You know where we're going.
What?
Yo, this is Sasuke. My life as a ninja warrior for the Leaf Clan.
No.
They can't see it, but I'm sticking my hand out for a high five.
No, I'm not giving you the high five. Explain to them what you're talking about.
What? We're going to Anime North. So he should, like, character profile someone from Anime North.
Maybe.
Right, guys? Yeah, dude. You may hit up all them ladies. Just be like, hey, can I character profile you?
Yeah, just follow someone around for a day.
Well, we all do that for a day.
Hmm? We always do that?
No, we're only there for a day, so.
Yeah.
Or you can character profile them just as someone as a cosplayer. Just being like, why do you cosplay?
You want to cosplay? I was just like, character profile you.
I'm going to cosplay for that.
Just make it up. It's not supposed to be a mockumentary, but how are they going to know?
That's true. It's like when you see those that movie about LARPing, you know. It's true, but...
What movie about LARPing?
There's a documentary about LARPing. I haven't seen it, but we should watch it. And it shows, like, the real life of, like, people who LARP.
Oh.
We should watch it.
Mm-mm.
Aww.
Did you go see, Indie Game, the movie?
No. With who?
With all your indie friends?
Ooh, no. It's okay. Rather not.
So, we might as well talk about releases now.
Yeah. What came out?
The sick dance scene from Let's Go to Anime North. So you got to see a little bit more extended
the version. Entire process of
yeah. So this is our process: hit record and start dancing.
Oh, we're done. Okay, do we have to do it a second time? Nah. All right.
And then we took pictures for that safety video.
Oh yeah, that's true.
All right, I'm gonna take a break from popsicles for now.
Okay.
Red. I predict red.
It's probably red. What the hell?
It's orange, everybody. Orange.
Not that I don't mind, but at some point, you know, you taste the same thing over and over
again. At some point, I want an orange, and...
Okay, you know what? Get one, and if it's red, then I'll take it.
I'm just gonna...
Only if it's red.
Fine. What if it's purple?
Then you're taking that one. Or maybe I should take that one, because I'm feeling a lot of orange.
It's red. All right, swap. Yeah. Yeah, that's all our releases. I mean, we kind of hyped it up, I guess, but there's nothing else. We'll have more next month.
Yeah, for sure next month. Next month's going to be...
For sure. For sure.
Well, if this thing turns out and we do it today, can you crunch it out by the end of the month?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
all right. I can get it out by, like, the weekend.
Before we go to AN 2012?
Yeah.
Oh, all
right. When is that? Like, next week?
It's Sunday, dude.
Yeah. I didn't get my schedule, so I don't know if they messed up and scheduled me. So, but I booked it off anyway, so I'll get it. No other releases. We pretty much talked about the upcoming stuff.
No, we haven't.
Really?
Yeah. Let's go. Upcoming. We're going to be filming stuff at Anime North.
Yep.
I wrote two script things. Phil hasn't looked at them, but I'm assuming we're going to do it anyways.
I looked at them once. We're gonna do them.
I like them.
We're gonna do at least one of them.
I like them. We know that the Scribbity guy's gonna. Is he gonna be there for all the days, or is he just gonna be there for one?
Probably all of them.
We should go say
handing out flyers about his YouTube thing. Next year, guys, it's gonna happen.
Also, donate to my Australian trip.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I want this guy to go to Australia.
I don't. Let's stay here in Canada.
Let's donate to him, but tell him you have to go during the next Anime North.
So don't show up.
If you're there, we're doing a credit card chargeback.
Phil, you had this weird thing. You don't want to film. You wanted to film some stuff before Anime North?
Yeah.
Do you really want to do that, or do you still want to film it there? I prefer if you film it there.
What do you mean, stuff? What stuff?
Like the parking lot scene?
Oh. No, we can do it before or after, because I think it'll be easier.
Oh, before or after, but still there.
No, like before or after that day.
Oh.
Because it's in a car.
Yeah, but what if there are, like, sick anime like, people walking around?
Yeah, maybe.
And they'll be like, hey, what are you filming? Maybe. So, yeah, want to come in the back of the van? What's up? And they see all the cosplayers there, and it's like, oh.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll play it by ear.
All right. We're also going to do monthly vlogs.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. We totally are.
No, we're not.
Just going to be like, hey, here's an update on what's coming up in the Can of Nothing.
No, you want to be in charge of that, you can do it. I'm not doing that.
All right. Hit the record button, go.
Yeah, do it on your Vita.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. And then maybe another video if things turn out for the better, which it probably is. I know, I can't see. What do you think? Do you think it's going to turn out?
I think we should continue the process.
What do you mean continue the process? Right now?
Yeah. You wanna?
Well, let's wait 10 minutes.
Alright.
But, like, yeah, from what you see, does it look like?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's fine.
But if that goes, you were going to film that right after this, right?
Yeah. I guess so.
Because we got nothing better to do. Long weekend. This is what we do. Uh-huh. Hey, do you want to film? Well, let's see if this thing will turn out.
Yeah.
Then we will film. That's going to be... Next month is going to be full of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
One, two, we have time for it all. Three videos.
Oh, man.
Well, two videos, really. If you can punch out that one.
Yeah. Well, three upcoming. Yeah. Who knows when, though?
That's true.
Maybe one now.
Maybe. Is that it? Is there anything you want to do, right, or something? There was that thing you wanted to do. Like, you told me you wanted to do all-in-one-take thing, but you don't have, like, anything for it.
I had that idea a long time ago. I don't have anything to work with, though. Yeah, we had an idea to do kind of a live, like a live video, except we can't really do it live, so we're going to do it. The idea is when you're live, you get one shot to do everything, so we're going to just have every take we do will just be, well, every shot we do will be one take, and if it's good or bad, we keep it, and we have to use it. That's it.
That should be the process for the film challenge.
Yeah, because it would make it go by really fast.
Yeah.
We could probably do it in 24 hours. Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that, by the way, because you're going to be doing that by yourself.
No, I won't.
I'm not helping that.
No, trust me.
Oh, you got a backup plan?
Is going to be coming back.
Derek, come on. This is going to be the video. We got to film something with this thing, and this thing, and we have to say a line. No, I don't want to do it. Come on, Derek.
Just say this line.
There, see? They're all in one take.
Yeah, there we go. That's the live video. That's it. That's it for Care Nothing stuff. We haven't done anything else. Sorry, I haven't finished my How Marvelous comics yet.
You're not going to finish that, don't you?
I will. I said I will, so I'll do it.
When did you say that?
Earlier this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you said it like sometime last year. Earlier last year.
No, I said because when Derek left, it was like, oh, there's nothing going on, and so,
little do you know, there's stuff going on, and, oh, God.
Stuff going on. I get, for one of my projects at school, we get to write our own scripts. I was thinking of, if I can, I'll, like, grab one of our old ones and just do that.
Dead script?
Yeah, or just one of the, like, the many ones that Derek's written that we never did anything with.
You should do the one. Oh, did he write the script about being Asian?
Yeah.
Or did he just write the idea?
He wrote the idea.
But not the actual script?
Yeah.
I still wouldn't mind doing that one.
I wouldn't. I still want to do Ian McKellen as Superman.
Yeah, you can do that one by yourself.
Or old black man as Superman. Purple?
Maroon.
Sweet. That's my phone. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's my sister. Anyways.
Wait, you're not going to answer it?
I don't know. It's just asking me to buy stuff.
Like what?
Some laptop case.
Oh, whoops. Oh! I thought it meant like buy like food or something.
No. What else is going on?
Banter time.
Hey, banter time.
We saw the Avengers.
Did you see the Avengers?
I said we saw the Avengers.
I saw the Avengers too.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah.
You bought your ticket, and then I came means. Running to the glass, being, dude, what are you doing? I bought your ticket.
Anyways, that's not part of the story.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not part of the movie. Did you like the movie?
Yeah. I mean, it was. I guess it was like pretty much what you would expect out of a.
What's going on with this? Color selection.
Whenever we get purple, it's always going to be purple together. But then when it's like the other, like when it's red or orange.
It's like red is mine, orange is yours. Yeah. But purple?
It's weird.
Purple is the universal color. You go to any country and you show them purple, they'll know.
Well, these things are melting pretty fast. Yeah. How many more left do we have?
One.
Two.
Ugh.
I'm doing my load.
How many did you eat? Do you remember?
Probably more than you.
You probably had like six already. I think this might be my fourth. I don't know.
Whoa, it's melting.
Okay, yeah, the Avengers.
Yeah, it was good. I don't want to say it was like the... It's totally completely different from The Dark Knight, but both are really good. But I would still prefer The Dark Knight.
The Avengers is one of those movies that's it's really exciting to watch, but there's nothing that's like impressive about it. Mm. Either like story wise,
yeah,
because you kind of know what's going to happen, how it's all going to turn out. I mean, it's just aliens come and they band
that's together probably the and they only, fight them. The only like down point is like the whole theme of aliens coming is just like, hey, these aliens out of nowhere are showing up from a big hole. Let's fight them for a bit.
There was a lot of stuff that happened. They didn't really explain it all very much. Like, do you remember the end of Thor when Loki kind of fell?
I never watched Thor.
Anyway, he fell, right?
Did you say anime?
Yes. Anime Loki. Anyway.
Doesn't Loki look like Garrett from Mega 64?
Yeah.
Dude, when I saw him, I was like, is that Garrett? What the hell is he doing here? Because I never saw Thor, so when I saw him, I was like, is that Garrett?
He just needs the dreads.
Yeah.
Scary. Yeah. Anyway, he just kind of shows up here, and, like, you don't know who those aliens are, or, like, how he met them.
Nope.
And then he's just trying to take over the world.
And then it's like, I know there's a lot of people saying, oh, man, they've been playing this since, like, Captain America, but it's like all the things that they implemented into Avengers just seems like these minor things, like the crystal energy thing from Captain America.
Yeah.
Throwaway things that didn't really matter.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they didn't reference a lot of stuff that happened in the other movies. I mean, they did, but it didn't matter that much.
Most reference, Hulk. Hey, all that stuff that happened to Hulk, totally relevant here, right? Yeah. Now it all makes sense. No, it doesn't. I'll say that, like, probably out of all the characters, I probably didn't like Hulk the most.
Really?
He just seemed like... It's like they knew that they didn't like Edward Norton anymore, so they canceled everything that happened in that movie and just made, like, generic Eric Banner.
Eric Banner?
Was that his name? Tony Banner?
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banana?
Bruce Banner.
Mighty Banana.
Eric Banner was the first actor.
Really?
Yep.
Bruce Banner?
Bruce Banner.
Banana.
Yeah, yeah, and then like Thor just suddenly showed up.
Yeah, but you knew that was gonna happen because
well, Garrett I knew it was gonna happen, but I thought they would be okay. This is something that came from the end of Thor again. The way they come to Earth, like it's a bridge or something, and mm-hmm. it got destroyed.
Well, the rainbow thing.
Yeah, it got destroyed, so they didn't have a way back. Suddenly Thor shows up, and I thought they would explain everything, but he's just like, oh, the Allfather must have mustered a lot of energy to get you back here. It's like, okay. So the bridge thing wasn't a big deal because he just has to get a lot of energy.
Oh, I thought he just flew on his
no. hammer. He comes from like some other universe or whatever.
I know, but I thought he flew, his hammer did all that.
No. And then, I don't know. With Captain America, I thought they'd go over more of like trying to adjust to the 21st century.
But they couldn't because they have to save that for the actual movie.
Which is why, I don't know, I felt like they could have done this movie without Captain America. Or at some point in the movie be like, oh, we found his body and now he's on the team and now we're a whole team and it's working because we have him.
But they couldn't because they had to save that for Captain America. Like all these other ones, like all the other characters, it's just them for, like, they did this stupid thing of making him freeze up, so then, you know, they had to do all this explanation for what the next movie would be.
Yeah.
But, you know, since they had, oh, wait, there's also this movie. Well, what if these people don't want to see the Avengers, and what are we going to do for Captain America 2?
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't do that.
Overall, though, like, it was a cool movie, and I like seeing all the characters
together. A good popcorn movie.
Yeah. And they did, like, it was like your typical Joss Whedon interaction between people, kind of funny. But not like laugh out loud funny.
Who do you think does it better? Joss Whedon or that guy from Iron Man?
Jon Favreau?
Yeah.
I don't know, because Joss Whedon does it with like big ensemble casts.
Mm.
Even with like Buffy and Firefly and all that stuff. with Iron Man, it's like two people.
So it's more like a Quentin Tarantino thing.
Yeah. Well, even Quentin Tarantino, I would compare maybe Joss Whedon to Tarantino instead, because Tarantino does bigger cast stuff, like Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction and all those things. So I'll go with Joss Whedon between the Iron Man guy and him. Everybody said their favorite thing was the Hulk in that movie.
I didn't really like the Hulk.
Well, he seemed kind of useless at first because he wouldn't do anything. But then when they did use him and he's just like ran around beating things up, that was cool. Did you understand his whole reason, how he's sort of able to control his power?
Well, I figured Edward Norton said, hey, I got this really cool idea for how Hulk can do it, but I want to be in the Avengers. They're like, no. I say, but it's a really good idea. It's like, no, we'll just say he's always angry. But goodbye, Edward Norton.
Wait, I don't understand how that works, though.
What?
It was like, so I'm always angry. That's my secret. Well, shouldn't you be the Hulk all the time, then?
No, because then if he's always angry, then he always know when the Hulk is there. I don't know.
Exactly.
Dude.
See, I don't know either.
Dude, comic books.
Yeah. It did.
Comic books.
This movie did kind of play out more like a comic book than any of the other movies.
Yeah, this one's yours.
Because, like, stuff just happened.
I can't
really
believe
quick.
We finished 12 of them.
There's more upstairs, but they're not creamsicles.
This is really
melting.
Yeah. That's why I had to hurry up and eat that one.
Yeah. So, anything else about Avengers?
I don't know if I'd go see it again.
I would if someone invited me.
Yo, you want to go see the Avengers?
Yeah, sure.
Damn it. Damn it. Yep. I like how they just didn't introduce Green Arrow. They're just kind of there.
Oh, yeah.
I totally thought it was going to be from his perspective. And then no.
Nah.
It's kind of from everyone's perspective.
It's kind of sad that...
Okay, what was the thing Garrett wanted Hulk to get mad in the spaceship? What did that... So then what would that do?
He would kill everyone.
Was that the plan?
I really don't know. I think so. You know... This plan had a lot of holes in it.
Comic books.
At the end of the day, yeah, comic books. He just wanted to take over the world. But Thanos.
I don't know who that is. I thought it was going to be Apocalypse or whatever his name is.
That would have been cool. But that's an X-Men thing.
So, Fox. Marvel?
Fox owns the X-Men.
Who owns the Avengers?
Marvel. It's Marvel Studios.
Oh.
They started their own movies.
And Spider-Man is owned by Sony, right?
Yep.
So they should just do a Avengers X Spider-Man X Marvel. I mean,
yeah.
X-Men. X-Men, get it?
Yeah.
X-Men. Have you heard of these people? They're called XX Girls.
No.
Okay, it's not porn or anything. All right, just so we can get out of the way. I'm allowed to say this.
Okay.
Apparently, they're girls who, like, play video games and read comics. They do basically a bunch of guy stuff, but they're girls, so they call themselves XX Girls.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
It's like XXXY, you know, the gene thing.
I totally didn't even see that coming. I was just like, well, that is a stupid thing to say. XX Girls.
What else are we talking about? How did that come up?
X-Men.
You're right. Yeah, Avengers.
Are they going to do another First Class? Have they confirmed anything about that?
I think they are.
Didn't Joss Whedon do that?
No. Some other guy.
Oh, yeah. He was originally supposed to be in it, but then he left, right?
No. It was originally supposed to be the original X-Men director.
Right.
But then
right.
He just wanted to produce.
Right.
Because he was directing other stuff, I think.
How long have you been going?
45 minutes.
Wow. This is not a long podcast.
Well, yeah, we still got a lot to talk about.
What are you talking about? We got like two things left.
Anything else about the Avengers then?
I don't want to ever see it ever again. Stop talking about the Avengers.
Did you see South Park?
No, I didn't.
What was the season finale?
Oh, God, shut up. I stopped watching South Park. I should probably watch it again.
Yeah, I should watch it again.
I've been watching anime. That's what I've been doing.
Don't watch anime.
Why?
Anime's for little kids, man.
It's all cartoony and stuff.
I know. It's just dumb.
Okay, Phil, you convinced me. Anime is for kids. I'll stop watching it.
I remember that was like one of the things people always made fun of anime watchers for. It's like, it's for kids. You're 12 years old, man.
Grow up.
Dragon Ball.
So that's it for Avengers. Any other banter? I put games in here. I don't know why. I put those. You got Rayman Oranges.
I did. I really like it.
Yeah? Do you do the thing that I told you to do every time at the
menu?
Yeah.
Yeah,
see? That's the best.
Yeah, it's a really fun game.
Yeah.
It's getting a little harder, but...
What world are you on?
The third or the fourth one?
Yeah, eventually you'll start... It gets really crazy eventually.
Yeah, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know. It's just a platformer.
I see you have Xenoblade Chronicles here.
Yeah, I played a little bit. I played about a couple hours, maybe.
How much dialogue was there in the hours that you were playing it?
There's a lot, actually. Yeah. But it's, like, it's... like a rainbow comes out of my mouth. No, it's, like, the voice acting is actually pretty good.
Yeah, you like the English voice acting?
It's all right.
Like, oh, gov. Xenoblade.
Like the
Xeno Chronicles.
The voices themselves are fine. Sometimes the accent is a little weird. You kind of expect them to just speak normal, I guess.
Speak American.
Yeah, speak American, guys. Yeah. Be real.
But then, see, this is what the English people have to deal with whenever they have a game come there.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, it's a fun game. Different kind of battle system than I'm used to.
Do you feel like do you feel that having the English accents and stuff makes it feel like a different game-ish compared to other? No?
No.
Okay.
It's nice to have voice acting.
In general?
Like, a lot of Nintendo games don't have voice acting. But, yeah, I want to get back into it, but I've been playing other things.
Like Zelda?
Yeah, I got more into Zelda.
What? Why? Stop playing Zelda.
Oh, it's fun.
The game's, like, already 6 months old, and you stop caring about it.
I just started playing it, like, a while ago, so.
Oh. Well, either we stop now and I complete this, or we keep going.
Just go to the end.
Yeah? All right. Don't want to overdo this.
Yeah. I stopped playing Batman, though.
Why?
Because I'm playing Rayman and Zelda and
Batman.
Thing, and I bought Kid Icarus.
Ba, ba, ba. Oh, that's not Batman. But anyway, you bought a kid. Did you get the stand? Where's the stand? Is it here?
Oh, it's upstairs.
So
you know what? It's actually useful.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. I've been hearing the stands like...
Because I tried to play, and it's not that my hand cramps up. It's just that when you're holding it with your left hand and you're using the stylus, it's like you're pushing down the right side all the time.
You can't hold it steady or anything?
You can't rest your arm anywhere. You kind of have to hover, and then your arm gets tired. So with the stand, it's nice. You can rest your hands on the table a bit, and, you know, it's support. Whatever, it helps.
Are you going to start using it with other games?
Yeah.
Mario Party?
Yeah, maybe. It's a nice little display thing for your 3DS, too.
Oh, really?
When it's just on your desk, you know, you flip it open, and it's sitting there.
Have you tried the AR card stuff?
Yeah, it's nothing.
What is it?
It's not even, like, a part of the game or anything. It's just, you turn on the camera, you put them there, then a little thing comes up that says battle, you press A, and you watch them go at it, and one of them dies.
Oh, really?
And, like, you get nothing out of it.
Oh. Have you tried the multiplayer?
No.
I heard
it's good.
I heard it. Well, the control scheme is just weird enough, so I heard...
You know what? The controls are good. This is what every review says. The controls are good for the flight sequences. When you get on the ground, it's really wonky. Because, you know, the turn, you have to swipe the stylus.
That's why I don't really want to get that game.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
And, yeah, it makes fighting... You have to fight all the bosses on the ground. And it makes it hard sometimes because they're shooting stuff at you and you're trying to turn around or dash... And then to dash, you have to, like, flick the thumbstick in the direction you want to go.
Really?
And sometimes you're already kind of going that way, so you have to release it and then flick it, and it kind of slows you down.
Wow. That sounds...
So the ground stuff, it's workable, but it's cumbersome.
Would you prefer just have the flying stuff?
If it was... Well, I mean, no, because I like the ground stuff, but if they change the controls up a bit to maybe just use the buttons and, you know, the D-pad or whatever... That would have been cool, but the flight stuff is awesome. That's the best part.
Oh. How do you feel about the humor in that game? I heard there's like some really weird referential humor and stuff.
Nobody stops talking in that game.
Oh, really?
So it's just constant talking. Like the
blah, blah, blah.
Pit and the goddess lady who's helping him, she keeps telling him stuff and so much.
I want to die.
Too much ice cream. I've never eaten 6 popsicles in a row.
Oh, welcome to mine and Jude's world. He makes us buy 2 cakes. Is he going to finish that? What? You already finished your cake? Yeah, give me some of yours. Okay, I guess. Then you throw some cream on it. And he's like, I'll go ahead.
Yeah, Kid Icarus is fun. Get it if you like Kid Icarus.
I don't like Kid Icarus. That right, control stuff seems too much for me.
It's all right. But the game is fun. There's references to the original game if you ever played that.
Yeah, because you totally did, right?
No,
it's like, I got it.
It's like, oh, it's him again. wow, he's powered up. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Good job. Smash Brothers. That's where I first seen
you. One of the enemies was like, oh, hello again, Pit. We meet again. Like, well, it's the first time I've ever seen you.
Do they say how much time has passed since the first game in this one? Or is it just...
I don't think so, no. Okay. Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Play other games?
I downloaded it. It was free on the PlayStation Plus thing called Awesome Knots.
Yeah, the...
It's so terrible.
Really? It's, that's what League of Legends is kind of...
No, I don't like it.
Well, it's not side-scroller, but it has the same concept.
I don't like it.
Called MOBA.
I'm gonna delete that.
MOBA.
Yeah.
Did you know that game was almost not gonna come out?
League of Legends?
No.
Awesome Knots?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, the publisher got bankrupt the day before.
Oh.
So they're like, oh god, what's gonna happen to our game? I don't know. And then, they're like, yeah, I guess we can get it out.
Yeah, make some money. Well, I got it for free, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to delete it, too.
No.
Yes.
Are you going to renew your PlayStation Plus?
Thinking about it.
Yeah, 1 year, man. Just might as well.
Yeah, I got the money. Yeah. I'll probably do it.
And, like, that's probably one of the better benefits of PlayStation Plus is, like, you get the free games. And even if they're bad, it's just like, yeah, give it a try, whatever.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I downloaded all those Sega games.
Yeah.
I never played them.
Yeah, you did that first day.
Well, yeah.
Alter Beast.
I played Sega. Sega. I played Sonic the other day. That was fun. Yeah.
Are you going to get Sonic 4 Episode 2?
Why would I buy Episode 2? I don't have Episode 1.
Well, not like you're doing this for continuity's sake. It's a Sonic game.
Nah, I don't care about Sonic anymore.
Oh. Did you ever? You weren't a Sega guy back then.
No.
You're a Nintendo
guy. I bought some of the Sonic games that came out on, or about one of them, that came out on the DS.
The RPG?
No, it was like Sonic Adventures or something.
Oh.
It was a side-scroller. It was fun. Oh, and I got Sonic Colors on the Wii.
Oh.
That was cool.
I never see that here.
That's on the shelf.
Oh.
I got to the last boss and I was like, I can't beat it. I put it away. Anyway, what have you been playing?
Nothing really. I got my new laptop and I got a bunch of, like, want to see how many Steam games I have.
All right.
And then I, like, probably played, like, a quarter of them. Ready?
Assassin's Creed. So what's this whole thing about him being in the American Revolutionary War or something?
No, it's just that's where the next game's going to take place.
So, yeah. Well, see, isn't he games. There then?
Who? No, it's not always the same the character. Assassin? Oh. Main character is in the real world, and he, like, travels back in his mind to play those assassin parts.
Right.
See?
So he travels in his mind to the American Revolution?
Yeah, because his ancestor, like, you know, DNA stuff, so it's like he's living through his, like, heritage.
So what year is he actually in?
Like modern times.
Modern day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got
the DS game, and they didn't tell me any of that. It's just, you just start running around. You're an assassin.
Oh, yeah, I can get into the series now. I finished the DS game.
It's totally the same.
So I got Analog a Hate Story, made by a Canadian girl by the name of Christine Love.
Cool.
And then there's Adam Zombie Smasher, and then there's Bit Trip Runner, and then Cave Story Plus, and then there's James Town, then Plants vs.
Cave Story, is that the that old NES game or whatever?
Not actual NES, but, like, style.
Oh.
And then James Town, and then Plants vs. Zombie, I never played that. And Sengoku, I played, like, 10 minutes of that. And then Super Brothers, Sword and Sorcery. That game's all right. And then VVVVVVVVVVV, which I never played.
Well, I see that.
Yeah. Is Derek online? Derek's online.
Hey, Derek's back on the podcast.
Oh, God, why are you here? Oh, wait. See if he's going to message.
Tell him we're podcasting.
Said message.
Tell him to say hi. Can you do voice messaging?
No.
Skype call?
He's not on Skype. He blocks me on Skype.
What? Why? Too many messages?
No. Either that or he has a second account. Because I see him go online, then sometimes I see him just go straight offline.
Hey, D. You're on the podcast. Say hi. Your spelling is, like, weird. Even if it's not actually you.
It's I'm not there. I'm his friend.
Hmm.
Word.
awkward. Keep and rocking.
Is that what I said? Keep and rocking?
Keep and rocking.
Oh, I meant to say keep on rocking. What's going on? Why is he letting his friend go on his account?
Just keep it going.
I'm not talking to this guy anymore. You're a weirdo.
I got some texts from
someone. You're a weirdo.
Asking if I was Stacy. It's like, Stacy? And I said, Evan? And I said, sorry.
That's a good conversation.
I should have kept it going because I was at work. I was so bored.
I thought you don't carry your phone at work.
I do.
Oh.
I just don't answer it often because sometimes it's busy.
Or because sometimes you say, oh, crap, is Chris texting me? I don't want to bother. I'm busy, Chris. Are you actually working? Yes. I'm almost there. Oh, crap.
Every time it's like lunch break. I've been watching a lot of the comedian Louis C.K.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever because of Mega 64?
Did they talk about him?
Wasn't he the rapper guy in the Madden rap?
No, that's Brandon DiCamillo.
Oh.
From CKY.
Oh.
This is a different guy.
Now you know where I get this from.
Get what from?
The... Shut up, okay?
All right. Yeah.
Move on. Podcast 70.
Yeah. No, this guy, he did something interesting where he did an experiment to see if he offered something cheap, would people still like torrent it and illegally download it?
Mm-hmm.
So he did like a full 90-minute special and filmed it, and he put it on his website for $5 for a download and to see if people would buy it. And in less than 2 weeks, I think, he made $1 million from selling this $5 special. And that was pretty cool. So I was thinking we should do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, because we're on the level of Louis C.K., right?
Yeah, so, you know, you go on stage and you just tell some jokes. I'll get some crowd together.
I'll go on stage and tell some jokes, okay.
And then we'll just put it online for $5. You only have to do it for 90 minutes, okay?
Oh, only 90 minutes.
We'll rent out Massey Hall.
Oh. Yeah, I'll podcast with Jude.
And in less than 2 weeks, I'll say before Fan Expo, we'll be millionaires.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
It's already been proven it works.
Yeah, sure, because... Louis C.K. is totally an unknown guy, right?
Yeah, totally unknown.
Yeah. All right, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No. What do you recommend?
Fuck, I don't know.
I recommend Parler popsicles, creamsicles.
I recommend purple hair. I mean purple rain. Purple rain. I recommend our video. Let's go to Anime North. Go watch it and like and subscribe and follow.
Richard liked it.
Really?
Yeah. He said it was funny.
You know that guy didn't like me during high school?
Really?
Yeah. He, like, purposely avoided me or something. Or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know.
I was like, what the hell's up with you, dude? All right, fine. Whatever, you want to hang out with Rock and John, that's fine. So I stopped talking to him.
What happened to all of them?
They're all still hanging out together.
Are they?
Rock's in Saskatchewan.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What's in Saskatchewan?
He's a journalist or something.
Corner Gas.
There. Yeah, he wants to be in Corner Gas.
I'll be in Corner Gas.
Yeah, good luck with that. Guess what? It's dead.
Oh, no.
Are either show still airing? Dan Vermeer and Bob's Life or whatever?
What's that called?
Brand House?
Bob. What was that show called? I don't know.
The Brent Wallace Show?
I don't know. For a while, they were on Comedy Network, and then I think Dan Vermeer was only on Comedy Network, and now I don't see them at all.
Oh.
So, probably, I would say no.
All right. So yeah, I recommend Anime North. Go watch that video.
Yeah, go watch
that. Anime that was North. My first real banter-ish writing thing.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's like, what are we doing?
Phil was just entranced with the music video. And you know what? I got my laptop right here, so we're gonna do the same thing. I'm just gonna play it.
Oh, come on. All right, we're gonna end this podcast.
And I'm gonna wash my hair.
It's a little over an hour. All right, thanks for listening. See you. Wherever.
Like our Facebook page.
Go to Twitter.
Follow
Tumblr account.
Follow Phil on Twitter. The can.
Check out our pics on
Twitter.com/canofnothing.
Go to my photo bucket account.
And then go look up mine, Twitter.com/ChrisAlmeida. All one word.
Go to Reddit where we post stuff every day.
We should
day.
Post stuff on Reddit. Dude, how does Reddit work?
I don't know what Reddit is.
It's the thing where you post stuff and then people comment.
And we also post on 4chan. Check out our new Vimeo account that has my documentary on it about beat production. And it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So thanks. Subscribe.